says after the wedding.
When a guy makes a wedding, so again, the day of the wedding, for sure, he brings his korban for the avodah zarah. Now, what about the next 30 days when he makes the sheva brachas? He makes his parties after the wedding. So, kol klos niyam, the next... his parties, yeah, okay, right? 30 days, if kol klos niyam, then omalei machmas ilulu, if he invites you to his house for a party, whether he tells you, I'm still celebrating the wedding I made, even if I do not say that this party is because of the wedding I just made, still also, it's also to attend such a party, because for sure, the guy still has his thanks about the wedding, and for sure he's going to be over there, by the Zohar there, there's going to be Karbonis there, the meat is considered Zivchei Mesim.
How about Rabbi Kitoris?
What? Right. Mikan Vielach, let's go. After 30 days onwards, Mikan Vielach, after the first 30 days, it depends. If he says clearly you're invited to my party that I'm making still to celebrate the wedding we just had, so also, then it's forbidden to go there. Because since he mentions it, he's still going to mention the Avodah Zarah. But after 30 days passed, now he makes a party and he does not mention to you it's the cause of the wedding, then it's permissible to go there. At least you would not have this issa considered like eating from the Zukhah Mesa.
Question?
What? Yeah, that's mutter. There's only new issa, not eat with him. But you have to be afraid he's going to serve, there's going to be avodah zarah there. Just do business is permissible. That's only us for 3 days, that's all.
Why won't you use the money to buy?
Yeah, let's go. Now, let's say afterwards, he keeps on saying, I'm making a party now because of the wedding I made. Ad Amos, until how long you still have to be afraid he really means what he's saying? 5 years afterwards, 10 years afterwards, Amra Papa, maybe every anniversary mix, every anniversary they make a party, so celebrating we're married a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years, so maybe every anniversary is also. How long afterwards is it still also? If he says he's doing it because of the wedding. So there's a limit. Amra Papa says, Atresa Yachishosa. 1 year, 12 months. That's it. 12 months he'll still think about the wedding. Once 12 months go by, then even though he says it, he does not really mean it, he will not bring Kabonis Lavoid Zara there. Omi Koramiamus, before he makes the wedding, let's say he also makes a pre-party, an engagement party, how much before the wedding also do we think that he's thinking about the wedding with the Avoid Zara? Samara Papa, Mishmei the Rava, Michiromi Sari Biasinti. When they start to make their beer, and they start to put the barley with the hops in the water, that's the first process of making the beer, that's the beginning of preparing for the wedding, and then we think he's thinking about the wedding, and he'll think about the Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Lasos Sheikhor Liyem HaMishta, when he's making his beer, Yatsinto Arevo Shesherim Vem Esorim. That's the big pot that you soak, the barley, to make the beer. So the kista, when he starts really to prepare to make the food for the wedding, then he's thinking about it, and from then on it's also to go to a party by him. Verse, the question, is it true? Ulabosa Tracy Yaki Shosta Shor, is it true what you're saying? That after 12 months, then even though he mentions the name of the wedding is permissible, I bore Rav Yitzchok, Braid Rav Mashashia, Ikloy Leveyahu Ovdikachovim, he once went to a guy's house, to a guy's party, Lebosa Tracy Yaki Shosta. It was after a year, after 12 months that he married off his son, he went to a party they made, Ushmaya the Oidi, and he heard there in the middle of the party, they were worshipping the Avodah Zarah. They were being murdered to the Avodah Zarah Pirish. So right away he left the party. He did not eat anything there. But Kopon, and we see even after a year goes by, a guy still may go and thank his Avodah Zarah at the party. So why does our Papa say only 12 months and after it's Mutter, we see it's possible even after that it's also. So my answer is no. Here's a special case. Shani Reb Yitzchok Rei Derav Misharshio Tiyodam Choshevu. So it's a question, what does the Gemara mean? Here it's different because he was a great person. He was an Adam Choshevu. So one way to learn is Rashi says, Adam Choshevu, V'samach Mimenu Azikachavim Miyoid, that the guy was very happy with him. Like the head rabbi came to his party. So that made him feel so important, so good, that made him thank his Avodah Zarah. Normally talking, after a year, they do not mention their Avodah Zarah. But if a Gavra rabbi comes in, then it'll be awesome. That's one way to learn. Other learn is that Shani him, that he was machmir upon himself. Since he was an Adam Choshev, he was machmir, he left. In other words, really, maybe they weren't worshiping the Avodah Zarah. Just he was an Adam Choshev. He was afraid. He left right away. So there's two ways to learn. My katsiyim. What does this mean? Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yoim shetofso boi roimi malchus. The day that the Romans are conquered, that became the great kingdom. They celebrate that day. So this is the Yom Katsiyim. For the Gemara, that's next month. Let's say, I have what Tanya we learned. Katsiyim, that's one Yom, one holiday. The Yom, and another holiday was the Yom Shetofso by Remi Malchus, the day that the Romans took over the rule. So you see, it's two separate Chagim. So it says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shtei Tfisleis Tofso Remi. There are two different times when Roman conquered that they made parties, they may celebrate because of this. Achas Yimei Kapatria. One was early on Kapatria Malchusa, the queen of Egypt, right? That they took over the queen of Egypt. The Yachas, secondly, Shetovso Yimei Yavonim, when they took over the Greeks. When they conquered the Greeks, they made a second party, a second Yom Chag. So there are two Chagim of the days that the Romans conquered. We'll soon see. He said like this: Tlosin v'utrain korvi, 32 wars of the Roimi behind Yavoni. They had 32 wars against the Romans, against the Greeks. V'lo yochlulu, they could not conquer them. Adishtafinu liYisrael v'yadayu, until the Romans became partners with the Jews. They included the Jews with themselves, and then they were able to win over the Greeks. And this is the conditions they made with the Jews. When the Romans came together with the Jews, they made a condition. They said like this: if we'll appoint a king from us, then the second in charge, the prince, will be from you. If from you the Jews will be the kings, then from us will be the princess. So now the Romans, after they made their treaty with the Jews, now they sent a notice to the Greeks and said like this: Ad idno avidno vikirvo. Up until now we're having wars one against another. We're killing out people and nobody's winning, so why kill out? Hashta nevid bedino. Let's have discussions, let's talk it out, and we'll have a talk and see who wins. We'll have a fight of talk. We'll talk it out. Whoever wins the fight discussion will win. So they asked like this: Margalis v'yevin toiva. If you have a pearl and a expensive stone, a precious stone, which one is a holder for the other one? Which one is the main? Which is the bosses? The holder. The basis for it. Right? Yeah, the basis, right? So Shalchu is sent back, Margolius v'yevin toiva. The Margolius, the pearl, that's the basis for the yevin toiva. Okay, now, Evan Toiva the Inuch Anax, what's another type of a stone? What do they call Anax? They call it. Yeah. Ezamiam Yasa Basakaver, which one is more important that the second one is a basis for it? Evan Toiva the Inuch. An Evan Toiva precious stone is a basis for the Anax. Now on in Inuch, the Sefer Torah, if you have an Anax or a Sefer Torah, which one is the Iker? Ezamiam Yasa Basakaver. Inuch l'sefer Torah, interesting, between the Romans and the Greeks, they understood this, that the sefer Torah is the main thing. I don't understand this, but they understood this, that they understood that Inuch, the onyx, should be a basis holder for the sefer Torah. And so they said like this: Shalchlu im kein. If so, the Romans said, we beat you, the Greeks. Anan sefer Torah gabon. We have the sefer Torah with us right now. The Yisrael badon, and the Jews are with us. So therefore, we win. Mashma, the Greeks accepted this. So Kofalu Esrin the Shishonin, for 26 years they were under the rule of the Romans. The Greeks were under the rules of the Romans. Kamalu them Benaisu. No. Yeah, behind it. So Kofalu Esrin. They were under their rule for Kofrashi. Right. Kofrashi says Raimili Yavonim. Right. The Romans ruled over the Yavonim for 26 years. Komalu b'mnaisu b'hadi Yisrael.
I'm not sure you read this.
Yeah.
Rashi said no. Like this. Here comes Yisrael b'adon kofulu. Period. Yes, we stop. Kofulu. Rashi says Remli Yevonim. So because of this argument, the Romans ruled over the Greeks. Now, Esrim Mishishonim. For the next 26 years, Kaimalu b'amnaisu b'hadi Yisrael. The treaty lasted. The treaty.
Summer base. The last word we had was Chesama base. That Rakana said Kishachol Rabbi Shmo Rabbi Yosi when he got sick said about near the bottom Shochle Rabbi Omalonu Shnayim Gimel Dvorim Shemat Lonu Meshum Avicham. Say over two or three things. Omalu, he said like this that Meyo Shmoinim Shana 180 years Koydim Shenekrav Habayis before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. That's the time that Poshto Malchus Harashra Yisrael. That's the time when the Romans took over, ruled over even the Jews. So that's what's Megaya Tawa Gemara Daftes. That he holds it was 180 years and that's all, and not more. For Sunganes, it should be another 30 years. So the Gemara then goes on that Teishonim Ach Achloi Chorav Abayez goes with Tumalat Amim, that Klitz Chukas, we saw this. Mem Shona Achloi Chorav Abayez goes to Sanhedrin. The last 40 years, Sanhedrin left the place. The Yoshvalo Bechanus. Rashi says Chanus is another place on the Harabayis. They just moved out of the Lishkas Hagozes, their place. They went to another place. So the first big line. The Ma'i Hilchos, what's the difference that they moved? Some of Yitzhak Ba'avdimi Lo'ema Shlo'adonu Dina Kenosis. They did not pass in Dina Kenosis. The Gemara comes out, that's not true. The Gemara teaches us that as long as there are Samuchim, people that have Samicha, you could pass in Dina Kenosis. Even though they're not in the Lishkas Hagozes. And that was the Maisel Jibyud, the Ben Babu we had, that he went to teach five Talmidim that they should have Smicha, even though it was against the Romans. When the Romans came, they caught him they killed. And the Gemara says he told his Talmidim run away, and he says he is lost, he is caught already. So, it says, Hareini mutl of Neyem, Kievel of Tashen le Hochim, I'm like a stone that can't move. His Omer was said, Lezoz Mishom, Achenot, Sulagufon, Gimel Meyos, Lulniyos. So they shot through him 300 arrows, shell barrels are made of metal, the assault legufa to kavram. They made his body like a thief. But al koponim he left over Talmidim that had smicha, and therefore dina kenosis we could still have. So what's the importance that the Sanhedrin left their place 40 years before the Churban Habayis? So we're in this, we're holding three lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, loitem do not say dina kenosis. That what was missing was Dina Kenosis, but rather Elish Ladonu Dina Nefoshis. They did not want a Paskin anymore, Dina Nefoshis. And we'll soon see in the Halacha is that Bezdin, even though you only need a Bezdin of 23 in each city to Paskin Dina Nefoshis, but that's only on the condition that you have the Sanhedrin HaGadolah in its Makkum, in the Lishkas HaGozes. If they would move out of their place, then no place could be Paskin Dina Nefoshis. So they moved from their place in order that it should not be a psak on Dina Nefoshis. Why? Zemar says, my timer, Kivon de Chazi, the Nefishalu Reitzchim, there are an abundance of murderers, and Vloyaf Lila Maiden, they did not have enough time, there was such a long list, to give them the right judgment. So Lemaiden, they couldn't pass it anymore, it was too hard, too difficult, they didn't have enough time. Zemar, they said like this, Mutav Nigle Mimokam, Lemokam, it's better that we should move from place to place. Kihechid loy lechaivu. That the other bezdin, any place, does not have a right to pass Kandina Nefoshis. The Sanhedrin HaGdolah saw that there were so many murderers that they would not be able to give the right judgment. Therefore, they moved out of their makom into the chanus. And therefore, the pasuk says, V'yosisa api adavra shiagidu lecho min hamakom ahu. It has to be from that place. The Sanhedrin has to be in its place in order that it should be able to be a psak of Dina Nefoshis. Again, even though any bezin of Chav Gimel, any place could pass in Dina Nefoshis, but it's only if you have the bezin Agodol, the min hamokim in that place. Malam, the pasuk comes to teach us, shehamokim garim, that we have to have the Sanhedrin in that mokim. Rashi says, hamokim garim, lechai vanidun. The yemeinim shom, if the Sanhedrin is not there, lo yudainu. They cannot paskin. V'haikra b'dinah nefoshes koi. Yafim m'chol davon v'fashes shortim v'shortim v'zokim amri. That's the significance of 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin left their Mokum, that there was no more Psalkim on Dinei Nefoshes. So far we came out, it says 180 years before the Churban Habayis, that's when Malchus Rome spread over. So Mor's question, Mesulai, is it true what you're saying? You only have 180 years before the Churban Habayis and not more. The Tony Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe, he learned like this, that Malchus